I am very excited. I feel like this tiny wobble may shake the foundations of what we thought we knew. Marcela Carena, head of theoretical physics at Fermilab. I like muons. At the beginning, when the universe was hot, tiny ripples in the fabric of time became all that we see, and even the emptiness we don't. Love and sorrow popped into existence long enough to matter to me 13 billion years later, a teen possessed by atoms, charged by building blocks he couldn't fathom, a boy branded as aberrant because stars seemed to matter more to him than girls. Even though when he lay back on the dew-soaked grass, on one of those clear nights when the wash of stars obscured the great blankness, he longed for someone soft and luminous to lay next to him, to absorb with him the multitudes of elementary particles cascading at light speed, invisible, running through the two of them, through the ground and rock beneath, until those little bits met their own annihilation, ceased to be deep beneath us, me, the boy, and the soft one next to me, whose hand I'd clasp sweetly, me wobbly as I emerged into being with her, if she was only there. I, like muons, responded to unknown forces, was not really alone, merely, they said of me too, sensitive, hiding attraction for some unknown other. I, like muons, crashed through those that mattered around me, not noticed. I thought that if I winked out, some soft one might finally notice me, then wish she'd looked more closely before my demise. She would have seen how she moved me as I flew by. I survived that uncertainty, unlike muons, long enough to crash into another without being swallowed up, long enough to be seen, and, unlike muons, to fall fast into an orbit, each of us around the other, both soft to the touch.